More than 90 CEOs and key industry business leaders have met with President Ramaphosa, who has promised to help businesses rebuild and recover from last week's unrest. On the table, a socio and economic relief package, which will be unveiled in the next few days. And then there's rebuilding trust in SA Inc. as an investment destination. Cas Kavadia, who's CEO of Business Unity SA, was in attendance of that meeting, and he joins us now with greater perspective on where things are at. Thanks so much, Cas, for your time this evening. So we had CEOs across the board sit down with the president and various government ministers yesterday. What was the objective, and how would you rate the effectiveness of that meeting as far as tabled outcomes and ways to getting there are concerned?
Well, firstly, just let me say that BUSA did not arrange a meeting. We were invited by the Department of Public Enterprises. It appears that the meeting was arranged between some ministers and CEOs. Then there were, as you said, close on to 100. In fact, all in all, I think there were about 125 people at the meeting. And essentially, the meeting was for CEOs to indicate what the issues were as a result of the anarchy that took place, what the damage was, how we're going to need to start rebuilding and so on. Given that there were so many people and a number of people spent a few minutes expressing their views, and then at the end the president was thankful for the meeting, indicated that it's something that should happen more often, did say that we need to address some of the root causes of what happened. Some of us did agree that it's not spontaneous stuff, that it's actually some sort of instigation, and that we therefore need to get to the bottom of it. I think President did acknowledge in his last address that there were some weaknesses in the state's response to it, and indicated that also needs to be dealt with.
Yeah.
But that was that. I mean, there was no decisions taken at the meeting. There was no real definitive outcome.
So you say a lot of voices at the meeting, a lot of contribution in terms of stating where things are at and what business would like to be seen done when it comes to the rebuild and getting the economy going again. Were there any immediate steps identified in terms of how to tackle some of the problems or issues raised?
No, and I think it's unrealistic to expect real sort of outputs and decisions to come out of such a large meeting. I mean, you can't really go into any in-depth discussion on how you're going to respond to some of the issues that we all know occurred. I think in such a broad range of CEOs, I think to get to some sort of outputs and clear decisions on what to do, I think it's unrealistic. So I must say, I wasn't expecting that from the meeting. I think it was a good opportunity for a number of CEOs to express what they felt, what their concerns were, and to meet with the president and some ministers. And I think the important thing is that we all sort of agreed that it's a South African problem we all need to pull together to try and address numerous outcomes of the anarchy that took place and numerous consequences of the anarchy that took place. So, I think that we need to, government and organized business, in my view, needs to sit down in smaller meetings and say, okay, these are the issues that were raised. How do we actually work together? What do we do? How do we move forward?
Absolutely. Cas, from what was aired at the meeting yesterday, I mean, what sense are you getting as far as investment standing of South Africa is concerned? How much investment standing would you say South Africa has lost here?
Well, again, not coming out of the meeting, I don't think there was any indication at the meeting, any discussion at the meeting about what it's doing to investment. I think it was more about these are the consequences. We need to make sure that we have more boots on the street. We need to make sure that our security services are ready for any similar action in future. We need to pull together to ensure that, you know, workers and employers have some assistance. We need to ensure that Sasria has the necessary balance sheet to deal with claims and so on. And those were the sorts of issues that were raised.
Yeah.
And I think that, look, our estimation at BUSA is that this does take the economy back 18 months to 2 years. It's obviously had a knock on investor confidence, and what we feel is that, you know, I think what will begin to demonstrate a decisive message to investors is just for the president and his team to follow up on what he has already acknowledged. So first acknowledgement that this wasn't spontaneous, it was agitated, they have 12 odd suspects, well, they must move very quickly, they must bring those suspects in. If there's a prima facie case against them, they must be taken to court and that must be run quickly.
As you allude to, you know, part of the immediate solution to building back confidence, Cass, is to show that government actually has control of the situation.
Yes,
has it
absolutely
demonstrated that adequately enough in your books?
Well, look, the fact that they have, one, that the president has quite clearly indicated that in their view this was instigated, that there are forces at play to destabilize the country. I would agree with that. And that they've got suspects. At least they've said that in public. They now need to move quickly to actually bring them in. And we read that, I don't know, 3 or 4 suspects have been arrested. I think they need to publicly show that the law is taking its course and is taking its course quickly. And then the one other point, again, the president acknowledged in his last address that there were some weaknesses in the system,
yeah,
in intelligence, in the security forces. Well, I think, again, very quickly, I think some people need to be held accountable for that, and the president and his team need to move very quickly to address those weaknesses and strengthen our intelligence, our security response to situations like these.
Yeah.
And we, as certainly as business, we stand ready to assist by providing technical assistance and expertise in order to do that.
So we're coupled with the build back, you know, commitment is being sought to undertake joint investment roadshows overseas,
yeah,
to promote the country once more. I mean, how difficult a feat is that going to be?
Look, without some clear, decisive action inside the country first, that actually sends a message to investors that we're serious about getting to the bottom of this, we're serious about tackling it, we're serious about ensuring that we deal with weaknesses in the system so that in the event that this happens, we are prepared for it. I think in the absence of that, just to go even with joint roadshows to investors, I think there's a lot of convincing to do.
Okay.
If we actually do that and we go on roadshows to investors and we are able to show investors that we've acted decisively, we understand what the root cause of the problem is, and these are our plans for the future in also tackling some of the structural reform issues that we've been putting on the table for quite some time, then I think that there's a possibility that investors will see that in the medium to long term, we have a plan for these things and we might be able to actually alleviate some of their
fears.
But I think that it's got to be, as in so many things, we've got to do some homework internally first before we actually...
You'll find very few able to argue against that right now. Cass,
yeah,
thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, BUSA's CEO, Cass Kouvadia.